Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
One of man's most outstanding gifts is reason, intelligence. No other creature on earth has this capability. Some creatures can be trained, but they lack personal initiative. This fact makes us vulnerable because we can make wrong decisions. We need some directive. We need help. By our very nature, every decision is couched with moral consequences. From this, there's no escape. To which source of help do you turn when you need help? To make proper decisions, we need an inflexible standard. We have it. It is the Holy Bible. You see, the Bible never changes. The Bible is the same. I have the same essential Bible my grandfather had. The problem is, many people do not know what the Bible says. They don't read it. And if they do know, they often choose to ignore it, or they choose to reinterpret it to find some approval of their chosen conduct, which in reality flies right into the face of the Bible's words. So I wish to talk to you about how to make ethical decisions. I do so from the Apostle Paul's counsel in 1 Corinthians 10, 23-33. Now, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 10, 23-33, and here is the Word of God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. From these verses there can be no doubt that Paul lays down several sound bases to help us make ethical decisions in life. The first basis is the basis of convenience. The meaning of expedient is suitable, feasible. That is why I chose the word convenience. Convenience is the first basis of making ethical decisions. The apostle implies just because something is lawful does not mean it is appropriate or expedient or convenient. And of course, lawful does not mean morally right. There are some actions that are legally right, but are not morally right. They're lawful, but they're not morally right. For example, the government has its hard liquor stores all across the country, but that does not make it morally right. Well, I have another question. Is it ever wrong to do right? I don't know whether I can answer that question or not. Is it ever wrong to do right? Well, one thing for sure, we don't need to do everything we can do. There are some actions we can do that we don't need to do. For example, when the devil took Jesus up on the tip-top turret of the temple and said to him, God has given his angels charge over you, so you'll not hurt yourself, jump off. But Jesus did not jump. Oh, he could have, and he would have been protected. But he didn't do what he could do. He walked underwater, you know. So he did not do what he could have done. That is the way with you and me. We don't have to do what we might be able to do. Instead, turn your concern to help someone else. At least do not tear down his character. Paul says in verse 24, let no man seek his own, but another man's wealth or another man's good. And then remember, the Lord is Lord of all. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Therefore, the first basis upon which we make ethical decisions is convenience. But convenience must be curtailed to do good. The second basis for making ethical decisions is the basis of conscience. The basis of conscience. I must speak very forthrightly with you, my friend. Everyone has a conscience. It is a part of our divine endowment. God made us that way. We were born with a conscience. Furthermore, we can educate our conscience. We can inform it. And it will speak to us then on various and sundry subjects. But we need a standard. We need a guide. Paul's example was the meat market. He said, if you go to the market and buy something, well, then use it. You eat it. However, if any man say unto you, this is offered as a sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake. That's the meat market. Now, I remember that back in the 1960s, we had a definite shift in moral concepts here in the United States. The generation known as the me generation arose. Oh, how often we heard it. I was on a college campus at that time teaching. And how often we heard it. I've got to be me. I have to live my own life. I have my standards. But oh, what a price was paid for that. Because the standards of conscience were released. Everything was looked upon with an open end. We have suffered severely for this situation. The Apostle Paul tells us we are controlled by another man's conscience. Another person's conscience can control our conduct. So if you are at dinner and someone should say to you when you're eating, this is offered to idols, then you should not eat because that person has a conscience on this. So while that may not be our situation, we may never sit in a situation like that, yet we must exercise care to respect the conscience of some other person. For a number of years, Mrs. Yoder and I conducted seminars to the Holy Land, usually 15 days. So we were there over the Sabbath, over Sunday. In fact, each day was a day of Bible study, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, it didn't make any difference. We were at the places where the biblical experiences happened, and I took special care to relate the experience to the biblical text. As a result, we were often in Jerusalem over the Jewish Sabbath and the Christian Sunday. On different occasions, we walked through the East Jerusalem market on Sunday. Now, what should we do? Because probably this would be the only time we would ever be in that area, and of course, people wanted to purchase their souvenirs in these likely places. So I would say in the morning, let your conscience be your guide. You will be in this market only today. And if you feel you cannot purchase on Sunday, let your conscience be your guide. This is the way we operated. According to Paul's counsel, we will be judged by the violation of our consciences and God's word. Yet life is not a straitjacket. On the other hand, it is not open-ended either. We are obligated to make ethical decisions on the basis of our consciences. The third basis for making ethical decisions is the basis of commitment. My friend, we must all realize that all of life is related to God. Whether you are a Christian or not, your life is related to God. He is the one who is in control. Now, this is especially true of those who profess to be Christians. How often has Christianity been rejected because someone who professed to be a Christian went wrong? I can hear you say, "You mean I am hemmed in like that?" Well, that all depends on how you look at it. Once you realize what happened when you became a Christian, your chief aim will be to please the Lord. So what I'm talking about will be your joy, not your chain. Be careful to walk inoffensively to Jews, Greeks, and the Church of God. Here are three groups. That means we must walk, as the Apostle Paul says in another place, circumspectly. That is, looking around. Three groups: Jews, Greeks, and the Church of God. To follow Jesus is the secret. Keep focused on the central purpose. The central purpose is to save many. Notice that in the last verse of our text. Even as I pleased all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Of course, the Apostle Paul is talking about salvation in Christ by being saved. So the basis of commitment will direct the decisions into proper channels, the channels that will profit most. Now, my friend, here are the bases by which to make ethical decisions. Remember, we are moral creatures all the time. Therefore, base your decisions on convenience. Base your decision on conscience. Base your decision on commitment. And to God will be the glory. Amen. Now let us pray. Righteous God, thy righteousness is secure, and we thank thee that we can come acknowledging thy holiness and righteous judgment. We thank the Lord that thou hast given us the Holy Spirit to guide us and the Holy Bible to help us. So I pray, as my friend and I examine the bases upon which we make our moral judgments, that thou wilt help us to be careful to respect the consciences of others and to commit all of life to Jesus Christ. I pray this in his name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that important teaching. You know, friend, we live in a time when making ethical decisions can be difficult. But as followers of Jesus, we just don't have any other options. The Bible is clear that we are to be completely honest, that we are to take into consideration the needs of others, and we are to set an example for others to follow when we're making decisions. We want to help you make good decisions. And the first good decision you can make is to write to us and let us know that you're listening to this program. If you do that, we'll send you a copy of Dr. Yoder's book, Glory in the Lord. It contains today's message as well as all the other messages in this series. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and request a copy of Dr. Yoder's book, Glory in the Lord. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the postal code is 15533. And the web address, www.heraldsofhope.org. Well, here we are again in that time of year when we celebrate the birth of our Savior. I hope you'll join us next week as we have a special message in commemoration of Christmas. Truly, God's gift of His Son is the greatest gift that's ever been given. Because of Him, we keep looking for that blessed hope.